Hello everyone, welcome to the Korea Herald Podcast once again, or for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome, welcome. 안녕하세요, 저는 이번 주 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트 진행을 맡은 강영훈 기자입니다. Today we are happily joined by our copy editor, Ali. Hi, Ali.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not doing so bad. How are you? How was your weekend?
It was really good, really short, but the weather was so nice on Saturday. It was a bit cold, but I took my dogs for a very long walk and it was very peaceful. How about you?
That's good. I watched the movie Exhuma, mm-hmm. named Pamyul in Korean. Mm. It was very interesting occult culture movie. For those of you who kind of are into that stuff, I would recommend watching it in theaters while it's still up. But those of you for those of you who are not that much interested in the cult movies, maybe wait it out a bit. We'll see how it happens. 어쨌든 자 오늘 저희가 준비한 기사는 결혼 건수에 대한 내용이고요. So Ali will start us off by reading the first article.
Marriages in Korea fall by 40% within a decade. In another piece of grim news underscoring South Korea's looming demographic crisis, the number of marriages in 2023 fell by 40% compared to the level recorded a decade ago, government statistics revealed Sunday. According to Statistics Korea, an estimated 193,673 couples tied the knot last year, a drop of 40% compared to the 322,807 couples who got married in 2013. From a year ago, however, the 2023 figure marks a 1% increase, or 1,983 more marriages. In 2022, marriages plummeted to a record low of 191,690. The decline in the number of marriages has persisted for 11 years, from 2012 to 2022. The marriage data follows closely on the heels of the news that the nation's fertility rate, the average number of children a woman is expected to have during her lifetime, dropped to a record low of 0.72 last year.
Thank you, Ali. 오늘 첫 번째 기사 바로 제목에는 이제 혼인 건수 지난 10년 동안 얼마나 줄었을까라는 질문을 했지만 it says right off the bat, marriages in Korea fall by 40% within a decade. 그럼 한국의 결혼 횟수가 decade가 10년이니까 지난 10년 동안 40%가 감소했다는 내용이죠. 그래서 첫 번째 패러그래프 바로 보시면 In another piece of grim news underscoring South Korea's looming demographic crisis, we have four words that we want to talk about. Let's start with the first one. What do we mean by grim?
So grim kind of means like maybe depressing or bleak. Maybe it can also mean morbid, actually. So grim, speaking of occult things, grim can is associated with death, right? So that's where that word comes from. It can mean morbid or kind of, you know, scary. But in this context, it's used in a slightly more poetic sense or to mean sort of bleak, depressing, terrible, worrying.
So grim은 방금 말해준 뭐 depressing, bleak, morbid 이런 단어들이랑 쓰일 수 있는데 그 한국어 뜻은 암울한, 음침하다는 뜻이고요. 그러면 여기서 in another piece of grim news니까 또 다른 암울한 이제 기사가 나온 거죠. 근데 이 기사가 뭐 하냐면 underscoring South Korea's What do you mean by underscore?
So it means to, it literally means to like underline something, right? So to highlight or emphasize. In this case, it kind of means punctuating. So it's like marking, punctuating, sort of showing or, yeah, emphasizing South Korea's demographic crisis.
Emphasizing, underlining은 말 그대로 밑줄을 긋는 거니까 강조하는 거죠, 그 부분을. 그럼 South Korea's Looming demographic crisis. What do you mean by looming? 거의 다 왔습니다.
Yeah. So looming is like, it's like a shadow that's like hovering over something, right? It's kind of plaguing, but also can mean emerging or something that's coming soon, something that's developing.
그래서 looming이라는 단어를 사전에 쳐보면 뭐 주로 무섭거나 위협적이게 다가오는 또는 서서히 뭐 보이기 시작하는 거죠. 근데 뭐가 이렇게 서서히 보이기 시작하냐? Demographic crisis. 일단 crisis은 위기입니다. What's demographic?
So demographic refers to anything to do with the population. So population crisis.
인구 통계학이에요. 그러면 다시 처음으로 돌아가서 첫 번째 phrase를 살펴보면 in another piece of grim news니까 또 다른 암울한 뉴스에서 underscoring 강조하는 South Korea's looming demographic crisis니까 한국의 다가오는 인구 통계학적 위기를 강조하는 이런 또 다른 암울한 뉴스가 있다는 거였죠. 그 뉴스가 뭐냐? The number of marriages in 2023, 2023년에 기록된 결혼 건수가 fell by 40% compared to the level recorded a decade ago. 10년 전에 기록된 수준에 비해 40% 감소했다는 겁니다. Government statistics revealed Sunday니까 정부의 통계가 일요일 날 이제 보여준 거죠. According to Statistics Korea, 통계청에 따르면 an estimated 193,673 couples tied the knot last year. What do you mean by tie the knot?
It's a way of saying get married. So a long time ago, people actually physically tied a knot at the ceremonies, and so it comes from that. So just, yeah, means to get married.
What's a knot?
Oh, a knot is like a 매듭.
Yes, exactly. 낫은
Sorry.
아리가 한국어 굉장히 잘했어. 낫은 말 그대로 매듭이고 이렇게 줄을 묶은 형태를 매듭이라고 하죠.
Yeah, I can't think of another English word right now for knot. Like, yeah, basically when you tie two pieces of string together, right?
그래서 tie the knot은 방금 말해줬던 것처럼 옛날에 실제 결혼식에서는 그렇게 줄을 묶어서 이제 네. 두 명이 하나가 됐다라는 그런 걸 의미하는 뜻으로 tie the knot에 결혼을 하다의 또 다른 의미로 쓰이기도 했다. 지금도 쓰고도 있습니다. 실제로 지금은 뭐 매듭을 묶진 않지만 한국에서는 적어도 tie the knot last year. 그러면 작년에 결혼한 총 숫자가 19만 3,673쌍이에요. 약 이제 20만 쌍 정도라고 볼 수 있죠. 근데 이게 얼마나 줄은 거냐면 a drop of 40%, 40% 줄은 거예요. compared to the 약 32만 명 정도 되는 커플. 그러니까 2013년에 결혼한 32만 명 정도의 커플에 비해 작년에 20만 쌍이니까 진짜 많이 줄은 거죠. 40%니 거의 반 정도 줄었다고 볼 수 있고. From a year ago, however, the 2023 figure marks a 1% increase or 1,983 more marriages. 이렇게 되면 1년 전보다 2023년 수치는 1% 증가했다는 거예요. 그러면 2023년에 나왔던 아까 약 20만 정도의 20만 쌍이 결혼했다는 건수는 그 전에 비해 1% 증가했고 이는 약 1,983건의 혼인이 늘어났다는 겁니다. In 2022, marriages plummeted. What do you mean by plummet?
So it means to descend or fall really rapidly. So you could say plunge or dive. It means to decrease, but just rapidly.
그래서 plummet은 곤두박질치다, 급락하다. 방금 말해준 동의어로 plunge, dive 이런 단어들이 있는데 왜 이 정도로 급락했다는 표현을 썼냐면 to a record low of 191,690의 결혼 건수밖에 없었다니까 이게 이제 19만 1,690건인데 이게 사상 최저치가 2022년에 기록을 한 거예요. 대신 23년은 조금 늘은 거죠. 약 2천 쌍 정도. The decline in the number of marriages has persisted for 11 years. What persist?
So it means it's stayed that way. It's continued. It's carried on. So it means that marriages have continued to decline year on year.
So persist는 뭐 continue라는 계속하다, 지속되다라는 동사랑 비슷하게 볼 수도 있는데 약간 단어의 느낌이 되게 끈질기게.
Yeah.
Like you persist.
It's like held on. It, you know, it's kind of been stubborn, maybe. It's another word.
그렇게 말할 수도 있겠죠. 조금 약간 굉장히 그거에 꿋꿋하게 해온 거라는 그러니까 집요하게 해왔다고 볼 수 있을 것 같습니다. 근데 이게 뭐가 집요하게 해왔냐. 혼인 건수가 2012년부터 2022년까지 그러니까 11년 연속 계속 지속적으로 떨어진 거예요. Do you know why the number increased a little in 2023?
I'm not sure why. Actually, I don't know.
The answer is that in 2022, the COVID pandemic was really severe. So a lot of people, I guess, decided to push back their marriage or wedding ceremony.
Of course. Okay, that makes sense now. Yeah. So there was a very small increase. Hopefully it'll increase again this year.
Probably not. 자, 2023년에 그 1%가 잠깐 왜 늘었던 이유는 22년도에 코로나 시간 동안 결혼을 이제 거리두기도 있었고 결혼을 미뤘던 커플들이 2023년에 결혼을 코로나가 많이 풀리고 나서 하게 되면서 살짝 증가를 했던 겁니다. 그래서 마지막 paragraph를 보시면 The marriage data follows closely on the heels of the news. On the heels of?
So that means soon after or following closely behind. So imagine you're like walking, like trailing somebody at their heels, I guess. Yeah, it's just, it happened very soon after.
So on the heels of 뒤에 뭐가 붙으면 뭐뭐를 바짝 따라서 뭐뭐 후 즉시 일어난 일을 설명할 때 쓰는 겁니다. On the heels of the news that the nation's fertility rate, 이건 출산율이죠. 이 결혼 데이터가 어떤 뉴스가 그 작년 우리나라의 출산율이 그래서 문장을 마저 읽어보면 The average number of children a woman is expected to have during her lifetime 이건 출산율을 설명하는 건데 여성 한 명이 일생 동안 낳을 것으로 예상되는 평균 자녀의 수인데 이게 dropped to a record low of 0.72 last year 작년에 이것도 역대급으로 사상 최저 떨어졌는데 0.72명으로 떨어졌다는 뉴스를 바짝 따라서 뭐 in Korea in general you usually have children after you get married.
Yes, yeah. So normally within like a year or two, right? After you get
married. Something like that. So like you don't really have children unless you get married.
Yeah.
It's like the social norm.
Yeah.
어쨌든 그래서 네 번째 문단까지 보셨고 Ellie will read the article for us once again.
Marriages in Korea fall by 40% within a decade. In another piece of grim news underscoring South Korea's looming demographic crisis, the number of marriages in 2023 fell by 40% compared to the level recorded a decade ago, government statistics revealed Sunday. According to Statistics Korea, an estimated 193,673 couples tied the knot last year, a drop of 40% compared to the 322,807 couples who got married in 2013. From a year ago, however, the 2023 figure marks a 1% increase, or 1,983 more marriages. In 2022, marriages plummeted to a record low of 191,690. The decline in the number of marriages has persisted for 11 years, from 2012 to 2022. The marriage data follows closely on the heels of the news that the nation's fertility rate, the average number of children a woman is expected to have during her lifetime, dropped to a record low of 0.72 last year.
Thank you, Ali. We appreciate it. So, what did you think of this not-so-bright news?
Oh, I know. It's really sad. And, you know, the drop in the fertility rate, I mean, I guess you need 2.1, right,
to maintain
a population. It's so low, and I heard that the predictions for next year will be even,
lower. Or
this year, will be even lower, like 0.68. And I think it's a really concerning issue that the government needs to do more to take care of.
그렇죠. 출산율이 이렇게까지 떨어졌다는 건 뭐 여러분도 이제 뉴스나 이런 걸 기사를 보시면 한국이 전 세계에서 가장 낮다고 하지 않습니까? 근데 I don't know how like anyone or any government or any party can solve this problem.
Yeah, I think there's so many issues. Like it's not one, right? We have to there's like so many issues to solve in order for it to
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I feel like maybe Korea went through too short of, nation-changing shifts.
Yeah, lots of shifts over a very short period of time, right? I think one country, I don't know you know, particularly like in detail, but I've heard that Germany has such good policies for birth rate. Mm-hmm. And they also had maybe not as low as this, but they had a really low birth rate and they've done quite a lot to increase it. And I always hear good things about their system. Maybe it's something we could look at.
Mm. 그렇죠. 다른 나라들이 어떻게 극복했는지 보고 좀 mm. 진짜 늦었긴 늦었지만
mm.
I guess later is better than never.
Yes, yeah. Doing something at any time is better than not doing anything.
어쨌든 그래서 오늘 이렇게 목요일 이게 업로드 되는데 3월이 이제 슬슬 중순이 되어갈 텐데 날씨가 I hope the weather gets warmer sooner than later.
Please, it's just still too cold.
여튼 그래서 오늘 저희는 여기까지 하도록 하고 다음 시간에 뵙도록 하겠습니다.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드는 여러분과 함께합니다. 혹시 저희 팟캐스트를 들으면서 직접 콘텐츠를 만들어보고 싶다는 생각을 해본 적 있으신가요? 그렇다면 팟캐스트를 가장 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있는 무료 플랫폼 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터를 소개합니다. 핸드폰이나 컴퓨터에서 바로 녹음부터 편집까지 다양한 배경음악과 효과음을 사용해 여러분도 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있습니다. 애플 및 구글 팟캐스트 등 여러 다른 플랫폼에 한 번에 배포하고 관리할 수도 있어요. 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터 앱을 다운로드 받고 지금 바로 시작해보세요.